screen. I'll get it for you. This is, if you're wondering what this call is, it is all about camp. We are going to talk about camp. I'm going to tell you all about what to expect from Transformation Weekend, who is the best person to come, if you need to be there, if you don't need to be there, answer some questions at the end. So one of the things that I would suggest you do is save your questions until the end. I am highly likely to answer your questions. Oh.
All right, so we're going to talk all things camp. I am going to tell you all about it because I know a lot of you are newer to NoBS. You do not know what camp is. And let me start with what it is. So we have 2 3-day weekends a year. And this year we had one back in, I believe it was May. It was April or May. We had a whole camp there and they're always themed. And then, so we have done self-love camps. We have done self-sabotage camps. We have done all kinds of things. And so we have a fall event also. And this 3-day weekend is called Transformation Weekend, where you're going to spend 3 days immersing in all things NoBS. And my job is to teach you how to take your dreams and your goals during Transformation Weekend, light them on fire by the end. And the way that we're going to light them on fire is by teaching you how to overcome some of the most common excuses and obstacles that we have in our present day life. So the entire experience of Transformation Weekend is broke up on a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. And on Friday, we're going to focus on your past. And then on Saturday, it's all about all the things that are going on in your present day life that keep you stuck, half-assing, taking some action, but not all the actions, stuck in worry, blaming the reason why you can't lose weight on, well, my life, Corinne, it's so busy. And like, you know, I got them kids and, you know, if only my partner would quit bringing in the donuts. Like, we're going to address present day obstacles all on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going to talk about the future and how do you start living today like the person that you envision you would be if you solved your weight problem. One of the most missing elements in all of weight loss is teaching you how to quit thinking from your past. And this is what it looks like for a lot of you. So Camp Weekend will help you if you catch yourself saying things like, if only that never happened. So we're going to spend all of Friday addressing those things that have happened in our diet life that we're like, if I'd only never done all those diets, if I didn't have all these rules, if when I grew up, I had learned different things, we are going to unpack that so that you in your present day life is not operating from that mindset. Because in your present day life, you can't afford to sit around and think about what went wrong in the past. All that does is fondle your past. What in your present day life is you have to learn the skill of thinking about what can happen, what's possible for me, what do I currently not believe yet that I need to start thinking on purpose because that's the direction I'm going. We have to start learning how in our present day life to start showing up as if we have already succeeded. And that is an art. And it is not anything that diets teach you. And it is not anything that you just don't even learn it that much out in the real world. But it's key because the more I can teach you to show up every day, feeling like a heroine, feeling like the hero of your story, feeling like the hero of your day, you are the person who rescues you in a time of need. You're not waiting for someone or something to change. When you get that kind of power over your life, you can go anywhere you want. So I felt really strongly that this particular camp should address how do we take our past and our future and use them so that each day we know how to show up for ourselves like a hero. All right. So if you also, camp would be perfect for you if you are letting people get in the way of your self-care, of what you eat, of your emotional life. Camp's going to be perfect for you if you can't let go of the fear around your food, around body, around what people think of you, your body, your food, and your potential. It's perfect for you if you have unrealistic expectations of yourself that keep you stuck because every time you mess up, you talk to yourself like an asshole. So Camp Weekend is where we're going to go from thinking about all the things that are getting in our way to becoming the hero who understands their obstacles, the things that are right now are the challenge, and how do I blow through it? How do I overcome it? How do I move through this obstacle? How do I go around it if I need to? So I'm going to teach you how to overcome what I think are the most common things that stand in everyone's way. So the thing I need all of you to understand, though, is that the better that you get at anticipating and planning for the most common obstacles, like we ain't got to go unearth the bullshit little trippy ones, the most common ones. When you learn how to overcome those, then you never have to think ever again, I'll never figure this out. I want to be able to teach you how to start trying things without like worrying, like, is this going to work? We need to learn how to use what our future self would think, which is in the moment when we're spending a lot of time asking questions like, well, I don't know. Did anybody else do this and it not work? I want to teach you how that's like a very past focused thing because you're asking questions from, I'm worried I'm going to fail like all the other times. So we have to learn how to ask questions that our future self would be asking. Our future self, who's confident in losing weight and doing the things, she's never sitting around trying to figure out who else failed at this. Do you know what she's doing? She's sitting around looking for suggestions on who succeeded. Feeling confident that if somebody else can do it, well, I probably can too. So we want to make sure that we're doing those things. And that's what we're going to be working on a lot at camp. A lot of what we do over the course of those 3 days is going to be reworking a lot of the thought processes that you have that stop you from focusing on what you can do. I really want you to think about this. I want you to be the hero of your story. So I want all of you who are here, I want you to think about this. I want you to ask yourself, like right now, what do you think is the biggest thing that stands in the way of people being successful with weight loss? Like, I really want you to think about it. What do you think, just one thing, is the biggest problem not right now that most of you have when it comes to losing weight? Quitting ourselves, thoughts, that's our own damn self, getting discouraged. All right. So let me tell you what my answer is. So I want you all to think about this. The number one thing that's standing in most people's way is consistency. But the problem is a lot of you, when you think about consistency, you think I mean consistency and doing things right. And what I mean is consistency and being able to move forward at every turn. That is like the people who are consistent with discovery worksheets. The people who are consistent with every time old shitty comes in, they try to figure out a way to rework their brain to think something different or to shut old shitty down. The people who are being consistent in taking action to see what the next problem or obstacle is going to be are the people that lose weight. Most of you, what you do is you confuse being consistent with, I'm not consistent unless I'm doing it right. And I think the biggest thing that's hosing most of you is, I just want you to be consistently taking actions until you figure out how to get it going so that the next problem can arise. And that's what we're going to do so much at camp, is about debunking problems, debunking failure, debunking this idea that it's got to be right to make progress. It does not need to be right. I don't know how many times I can say it to people, but every success story, including the coaches and myself, we were consistent in taking actions, trying things before we felt confident, testing things, examining what went wrong. We were very consistent in doing those things. We were never consistently right. No one was ever consistently perfect. But when you're caught up in the mindset that it's going to take, like, it's going to take perfection, it's going to take me having to, like, well, you know, Corinne, I did listen to module one where the four basics are, and I'm like 3 weeks in. What's wrong with me? They're not like 100% already. They don't need to be 100%. But are you 100% of the time thinking about what's next for you? What's your next best step? What's your next lesson? What is this teaching me? Are you consistent with that? Because if you're consistent with that, you don't feel bad. If you're consistent with that, you're going to keep going. But if you're consistently beating yourself up, you're consistently avoiding things that make you uncomfortable, you're consistent with trying to figure out like how this is going to work before you try one thing. Like, I need to know all the steps. Like, no, you need to know the next fucking step. That's what you need to know. The rest of them will unveil themselves. That's really important. So let's talk about what is preventing all of us from losing our weight other than just consistency. So I study you guys all the time because I want to figure out, like, what do y'all need most in this membership? What are the things that I can teach you that's going to help you? And here's what I figured out for this particular 3-day event. One of the things standing in most of your way is half-assing, because you're doing a lot of busy work to people please. So it's like, well, I run out of time to do my plan because I promised so-and-so, who I don't even really like, but I don't want her to be mad. So I promised I'd make cookies for this thing. So I had to get up. I had to get up early and do that. I ain't got no time to make my food plan today. So we're half-assing because we don't even know how often we're busy. Like, guys, I don't care if you got a lot to do, but at camp, I want to teach you how to know the difference between you're busy because you got too much people-pleasing shit on your list and you're legit busy and all you really need to do is prioritize. Prioritize. Because anybody sitting around telling me that they ain't got time to lose weight because of their busy life has never listened to a fucking word I've really said. Overeating takes more time than making a plan and not overeating. If you wait until you're hungry, you got more time to do shit with your life. If you ain't sitting there on the couch gnawing on the chips because you're tired, then you could be up doing some of that shit you say you need to do. But what we got to do is we got to figure out in our life, where are we people pleasing? How much shit on this busy list of mine am I putting on there because I'm afraid of what other people think? Because I'm trying to make sure everybody likes me. Because I don't like myself. So I need everybody else to like me so I can feel reassured I'm okay. That's a long way to go in life, y'all. So we're going to have an entire workshop on people pleasing. Here's another thing that's standing in your way from your weight loss is avoiding things that we think might be hard because we've got so much of our past failed diets. Like, we think about them all the time. Like, we don't really investigate them. We don't understand why they're there. And so what we do is in the present day, every time we do anything that gives us a whiff of something hard, we put on the brakes. Instead of just seeing how hard is it? Maybe it's even easier than what I think. We haven't really learned how to question so much of what we worry about based on our past that in the present day, we pump the brakes all the time, and that leads to inconsistent action. Another reason why a lot of us aren't losing weight is because we're stress eating. Or we're eating to please because we're worried about what other people think. And so we want to make sure that we understand, like, all right, how do we address knowing what opinions to listen to and what opinions not to? Trying to do things perfectly because our mind is so tough on ourselves that we find ourselves quitting to avoid the shitty thoughts. So we're going to do an entire workshop on fear of failure. Why do we fear it? It's always because of what you talk to, how you talk to yourself. You would never fear failure if you went all in on yourself and it didn't work. If you told yourself, yeah, I'm disappointed. I didn't lose the weight I thought I would this week. Or yeah, I'm disappointed this month. I didn't lose as much weight, but I really did go all in and I'm proud of myself for that. So what can I be working on next month? You would never pump the brakes. You would never stop doing things if the conversation you have with yourself is one that motivates you, encourages you, and slaps yourself on the ass to keep going. So here's the breakdown of what we're going to do over the 3 days. Number one, on day one, we're going to go through your past. I think this is really important for us to kick off the entire weekend, really understanding your diet history. A lot of you have never traipsed through it in a deeper way to really understand what are the real issues underneath your fears about weight loss. Like, what are the things that you've been taught, that you've been told, or that you've experienced that triggers fear? What are those past diet traumas? And I'm not talking that some of you may have abuse, maybe you've got emotional abuse and things like that, but I'm also talking about what we just call diet trauma, where we've done so many restrictive things, we've done so many things that aren't good for us in the name of trying to lose weight, that in our present day self, even things that are good for us, even things that we rationally know are not hard, like the four basics, that are not going to harm us, that aren't going to do bad things, sometimes our brain is triggered to be afraid of even things that are going to be good for us because it has the whiff of the scent of old shit. And so it's really important that we learn, like we go through and we look at, oh, this is why today, when I'm trying to just leave two bites behind, when I'm going to say no to a free donut on a Friday, why it feels like depriving. It feels suddenly very restrictive. I feel like sometimes, like you'll know this part of the whole camp weekend is for you. If you feel like I sometimes have what I feel is an irrational reaction to just simple things when it comes to the food, like just even adding a vegetable, leaving some food behind, not tasting food when I'm cooking, coming home and telling myself we're eating in an hour, I don't need to grab the snack. But on the inside, it feels almost panicky. So what we want to do is we want to spend Friday really unwinding our diet history and figuring out where did this shit come from. It all came from really simple, benign places for all of us, so that you can start really understanding what are my unconscious old rules and my unfucking realistic expectations that I have for myself. Let me find all of them. We want to be real aware of it, because the moment you have awareness is the moment you know what you can start to do each and every day in your present day to teach yourself a new response, a new way of thinking, a new comfort level. So we're also going to do some inner child work. So I really want you guys to experience this. I have done so much inner child work this year, and it has been very moving for me. It's very healing. I've really never did it the way that my coach has taught me, and I want to be able to give you guys the gift of this. So I've always said that there's a little version of Corinne, and I think about my 12-year-old version of myself. She was 210 pounds, desperate for the boys to like her, and just no one did. No one liked her. And I think about that past version of me. She lives in my brain. Little Corinne is in there. And she speaks up for me sometimes. When she feels threatened, when she feels insecure about her body, when people don't like her, you know, like I will just tell you, when people are telling you about what's wrong with you all the time, I get it all the time now. It's just part of like my daily experience for random people on the internet, people all over the world, people everywhere share their opinions about how I should be and what's wrong with me on a religion, like it's their religion. And I've had to become okay with that. For a while, it felt threatening. It felt every bit as painful as it did in the sixth grade, being made fun of by the boys. And I went through that every day for a long time. I got to where I couldn't read things. And I didn't want to be that person. I didn't want to be the person who went through life terrified of what people were going to say to them. And I didn't want to be the person that was getting so much good feedback that I was only hearing the bad. And I also didn't want to be the person who built up such a wall to keep out what was harmful that I also kept out all the good too. And I know a lot of us, we live like this every single day. And when I did some inner child work where I can like really think about it, makes sense why sometimes I feel like I almost have like a childlike response to when I'm hurt or I'm scared or I'm angry, and I can go in and talk to her and help her see that the adult version of me can meet her emotional needs that she never could have met by herself. It's some of the best work. And I want you guys to have that because I think it's important. In order for you to be the hero today, you got to realize you're going to be the hero to her. She didn't have one. And so I just think it's important as we unwind our diet history and as we look at things like that, that we take a lot of different approaches. And I know some of you that inner child work will be, it's the woo, you know, I don't know about that, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to go. It's an hour and a half of a 3-day weekend. I'm always trying to teach you guys so many different ways to figure out your shit. Some stuff's going to land like right on the bullseye for you. And it's going to be what changes your life epically. Some stuff won't land at all. Maybe it won't land this time and you'll watch your replay of camp in 2 years and it'll suddenly like you're ready for it. Or maybe it's not for you, but when I told you in the beginning, it's all about taking consistent action. When you are consistently trying things that are outside your comfort zone, when you are consistently doing things that you think might not work, when you are consistent with trying stuff that everything in you raises its like back up, you'll lose weight. You can't keep making all of your decisions about what you're going to do with your life and how you're going to lose weight based on responding to your fears and shrinking. And then the last thing we'll do on Friday is we will retell your past. So one of the things that I think is there's nothing better than figuring out how to take control of your past instead of letting it control you. One of the things I really want to teach you guys this weekend is that your past is not kryptonite. It's not some kind of like evil villain. There's nothing wrong with your past. It's just sitting there like a book now. Everything that's happened in your past literally is like a book. It's over and it's done with. What you experience in your present day is your judgments, your opinions, and your interpretations of what happened. And what I want to do is I want to teach you how to go to your past and tell it in such a way for yourself. This is not for everyone. This is for you. Because if you keep getting stuck in your past, then I need you to be willing to get unstuck by telling the story of your past in such a way that you feel like you've come out better, or you've come out stronger, or that you no longer need to define yourself by it. Some of you are going to retell your past in such an eye-opening way that it's going to feel like you lost 20 pounds because you're going to be able to just kind of let go of some of the bullshit. Some of you are going to realize it's not even worth rewriting. It's really not even worth ever saying out loud again. That you have so much in your future and so much stuff today that's awesome, or that you want to work on, or that you want to create for yourself, that you're just done with letting your past be a part of today. And that's an amazing gift you can give yourself. So then day two, we move into the present. And that means that we're going to do that fear failure workshop, because everybody loses weight at the pace they allow themselves to try things, instead of at the pace where they only allow themselves to try things when they feel good, motivated, and assured. We don't wait for good, motivated, and assured. We try things because we're willing, we're curious, and we're going to have a wait and see attitude. That's people who are successful, that's what they do. And then next is we're going to work on other people's opinions. What you're going to learn is I'm going to teach you, I have a whole framework for how to know if this is an opinion that you've heard that you should take and do something with it, or if you should just let it go. I've got an entire framework of how, like, well, all right, so every time I hear someone's opinion, if I want to get out this chart, I can get out this chart and I will know what to do. In that workshop, we'll teach you how to drop the worry about what people think about you so that you can refocus your energy on reprogramming how you think about you. Because that's where the real magic is. Very little of other people's opinions do we really want to focus on. Like, I care about what my husband thinks. I care about what my mother thinks. There are a few people in this world that I have decided that their opinions matter to me. I don't always agree with them, but I totally want to listen to them. But the only time that I ever, what I realized and that I want to teach you is, I didn't get to where I felt really good about myself until I stopped listening to lots of opinions and started listening to, well, what's my opinion? And if I didn't like my opinion of myself, that was the one to start changing. And what most of us do is we do it the hard way. Is that I don't like what they think about me and I don't like what I think about me. So I'm going to go out in the world, try to figure out how to change everybody's mind. And I'm still going to keep my shitty ass opinion of me. And the hardest opinion to change is the one you can't control, which is someone else's. There's one opinion in the world you get to control. That's yours. Everybody else pissing in the wind. The next thing we're going to do, which will be fun for me, is the urges deep dive. So I decided to throw this in the middle of the weekend because a lot of you tell me that food controls you. When you're emotional, you can't say no. Y'all've got so much bullshit story around the power food has over you and the lack of power you have over your emotions. And we're going to flip it during the urges deep dive, because we're going to do Fuck It Foods worksheet live after the break on the afternoon of Saturday, when you're going to be your most tired, when you're going to have been focusing, when you're in a room full of people, or you're on the Zoom call and you're looking around and everybody else is eating and you're wondering, like, you're all in compare about your food to their food. You know all that shit y'all say that makes it to where you can't control yourself around food? Well, I'm setting it up so that on that Saturday afternoon, I can prove your fucking ass wrong. That's what I'm going to do. So we're going to do it where y'all going to bring you some food that you love. And we're going to sit there and we're going to do it live. And I'm going to coach and I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to debunk that horseshit you tell yourself that makes you think errantly that you don't have control. We always have control. There are just times you don't feel like you do. There's a difference between not having control and thinking you don't have control. And that's what we will figure out at the end of that. Then we're going to close the day. Let me get it up. I didn't even write this one down. There's one more. Let me grab it. We'll close the day with a really good... We're going to talk about people pleasing. And I think it's important because I think a lot of you spend a lot of your energy in your life trying to please people and trying to control everyone around you. And you're not looking at all the places you can control yourself. And so I really want to do, there's a difference between other people's opinions and people pleasing are closely related, but they're slightly different. When we worry about other people's opinions, it's a lot of emotional energy. When we're people pleasing, it costs us a lot of time and we don't know how to prioritize. And we suddenly feel like we never have time for ourselves. And I'm going to take you through an exercise that's going to really open your eyes to how do I know when I'm doing something from people pleasing? And how do I start doing things from the mindset of I'm going to get done with the things that matter to me and that matter to the other people in my life. But instead of people pleasing, I'm doing it from a genuine heart of I love you so much, I'll do it. When we're doing things from love, when we truly are unconditional about like, I'm going to do these things because no, I'm a good person. I love them and blah, blah, blah. You don't sit around and wait for thank yous. You don't get pissed when you're not acknowledged. You don't think that people are selfish. They should just know you need a break. That's people pleasing. That's emotionally bankrupting most of us. And I want to teach you in this one, how do you keep the right things from love? How do you let go of the things that aren't being done from love, that are being done from that pleasing energy? And how do you do it without being a bitch? And how do you do it without feeling guilty? And how do you do it without feeling like you're now a meanie? Because we've got to fix all of that. Otherwise, you'll never give up the stuff. I mean, I want you to think about it. You're not going to give up people pleasing if you associate it with, now I've got to be selfish. They're going to think I'm a terrible person. We have to unwind all of it. That's why so many of you stay stuck in people pleasing. Your story about people pleasing and what benefits you get are so much better than if you don't do it. And then you wonder why you never do it. All right, then we're moving to day three. Day three is where we go to the future. So the first thing we're going to do is a workshop on Hero You. We've put our past to bed. We figured out the major obstacles of our present so we can start showing up. And then on Sunday, we're going to really identify who is this future you. And I'm going to help you give yourself the permission slip to be successful and feel proud of yourself before you've ever lost all of your weight. That is a skill and that has to happen. The thing that was defining for me that helped me lose my weight was I decided to be so proud and to already start thinking of myself, I'm an athlete. I'm doing this. Down the scale. Giving yourself permission to feel like a proud ass success before you get to proud ass success results, it is available. It's how you think. So what we're going to do is we're going to create the future version of you. And I'm going to teach you how to tactically and mentally start doing that in your daily life. I'm going to take people in live time, rapidly go through, like, what is it you think she's going to be doing? All right, let me break down what's going on in your real life. In your real life, on, you know, Tuesday mornings, I want you thinking this. When you do this thing, here's how you need to think about it. Here's the way that you can start showing up with your clothes as if you've already lost your weight. Even if you're at 300 pounds, this is how we start showing up as someone you know, like a lot of you have a good example is you are like, I'm wearing all the things I ever wanted to and, you know, dressing like fun and in the tiny clothes. But then, you know, you're sitting around, it's present day. You don't take pride in your clothes. You're just wearing whatever, wearing a sack most of the time, trying to hide your body and all this other stuff. Guess what? If you want to be the kind of person who loves their clothes, is proud of their body and all the things at the end, that means that today you have to start challenging yourself to dress appropriately, even if you have shitty thoughts. To not sit there and dress like a hobo off the street just because you don't think you deserve it yet. You haven't earned it yet. That's how we have to start tying the future self to our present day self. It can be done, and we're going to do a deep workshop on it because I think it's one of the most important things. Then we're going to break out into a little self-care. I really want to teach you guys how to have self-care on your calendar, but it isn't what you think it is. I want us to redefine what self-care looks like, how you start working it in. So much of self-care is mental. So much of it, you guys are already caring for yourself in little ways, but you're thinking about it as, this is what I have to do. This is what I should be doing. You're not mentally constructing self-care. And then on the other side is that when, let's say you do want to take a bath, let's say you actually want to get a mani-pedi or whatever, you have a story about it, about how selfish it is, how, you know, well, I know I really need a manicure, but I just hate that I have to leave my kids at home with my partner. You know, they worked hard today. Well, that just sucks. The sales, like the wind right out of the sails. If you're going to go, you might as well tell an incredible story around it, so that you at the end of it feel cared for, instead of you're like scurrying around like a raccoon in the night, guilty of something. That's never going to bring you home feeling at peace and relaxed, which is what most of us want out of self-care. So we're going to do a self-care workshop, and we're going to remove the root causes of why we tend to put ourselves last over and over again. So we'll find those root causes. We'll rewire and redo some thinking around it. And then we'll come up with ways that you already are caring for yourself. You're just missing it. And we have opportunity there. And then things you would like to start working in over time, because you've always had such a big ass story around it that you shouldn't. And the last thing we'll do is a huge 90-day goal setting workshop. We have done these in the past. I walk someone through how to do their 90-day goals. And then everybody does theirs while I'm coaching it live, because I'm really good at making you make the real goal, the real action steps. We're not talking some bullshit. I was listening to a call by Judith Gatton over in another website the other day, and she was talking about, we're going to tell the real, real story. Like, we're not going to say, I'm going to do the four basics. Like, we're going to break it down into, all right, what does your four basics look like? What's your starting point going to be? I'm really good at getting to the minutia and challenging you and asking you, are you really fucking going to do this? Or just to sound good? Or is this just where you're going to people please? Is this just what you think you should be doing? And then we're going to do that at a high level. So you will walk out of there with a 90-day goal worksheet completed that will not be a flight of ideas that aren't thought through at a deep level. All right. So that's the 3 days. What I'd love to do is, if you have some questions, you can go ahead and pop them into the Q&A, and I'm going to just go over a few things. If you're going to come in person, here's the awesome things that happen in person. So in person is in Nashville. It is at the beautiful Sonesta at the airport. We have been, this is our, for all of you, this is the last camp at this hotel. This has been our host hotel for years, since we started using hotels and we no longer sat on the floors of gyms. When we were 30 strong, for years I did camps. I've been doing 3-day weekends now since 2007, if that says anything. And they've been anywhere from 7 people to about 30. And then we finally got to 50. And when I hit 50, we moved our asses over to the Sonesta. It used to be called the Marriott. And now we're going to have 300 at this one. So this is our last one at that hotel though. So if you are nostalgic, this is the camp to come to if you really want to sit at Champions one more time. So for all of you who come in person, this particular, the next year, just so all of you know, we're going downtown. You're going to love it down there. I didn't pick no hobo hotel. We picked a, we're moving on up just like the Jeffersons. But I do want to say that they have an amazing restaurant and bar at this particular hotel. When the No BS women come, they love us and they take care of us and we take over the whole hotel. So it's awesome. But you'll have a chance to get in-person group photos. We have lots of photo booths, cardboard cutouts, all the things. The coaches and the No BS staff will be around the entire weekend. You can get pictures made with them. We are going to do a big group photo with me. So there will be that opportunity. We're going to have a health coordinator on staff. We have, ever since COVID, we have had a health coordinator come. I love them because the last camp, one day I needed Advil. Another day I had a blister because y'all know I wear them hooker heels all the time. I had to have a toe wrapped and stuff. So we will have a health coordinator on staff. We'll be taking temps as people walk in each day so that we can do all the things. We are also going to make sure that when you're in person, I just want you to know, we will be following any hotel guideline that they have at the time. So, you know, no matter what's going on, whatever the hotel does, and our hotel listens straight to the government. They were one of the first hotels to get on board with being able to open after COVID. They had to get permits and they had to do all kinds of stuff. And they have just been an excellent hotel to work with. So just want to let all of you know that. You also have the opportunity when you come in person to find more No BS women to be in community with. And one of the things that we also do is if you are an introvert and you're going to come to camp and you, it, let's say you were like, who would I even eat dinner with? We can hook you up with a few people who are there who would be glad to meet you. One of the things that people say about the in-person is they come in terrified. They're going to be all by themselves and stuff. And by the end of the weekend, they have met new best friends. They have found like everything. I just want you to think about how No BS is in and of itself. You can't even imagine what it's like in person because everybody knows why we're here. We all are thinking and feeling the same thing. So there's no drama, shenanigans, and weirdness going on. Like if you want to find some friends, it's a great place to kind of network for 3 days and get away from everything and be around like-minded people. But we don't do forced participation. So if you are an introvert, you need to go to your room, you need to lay down during your lunch and stuff, you can. And then again, we have a great restaurant for post-camp meetups and dinner. One of the other things that's nice about for the in-person people is I pretty much, once I get there on Friday, I come in on Thursday, but once I start on Friday, you'll see I pretty much stay on stage and I'm around the entire camp weekend in the room. So if we are going strong, if we're at lunch, if we are on breaks, lots of people find that they can come up to the stage. I can't promise I can get to everybody, but people see me all the time squatting down and talking to people. So I just want you to know it, you're not going to come and you're only going to see me on stage and then I'm ghosting out. I like to be with my people when I'm at camp. I feel better when I'm with y'all than when I'm just coming in and out. Now, I do eat. Y'all always ask, Corinne, when do you eat? I do eat, but I usually come back into the room and stuff. So you'll see a lot of me. Everybody gets a replay, whether you come virtually or whether you come in person. So for especially the virtual people, a lot of times we get asked, I won't be there for the first day, or I've got to miss a day, or that weekend is, you know, homecoming for my oldest and I can't be there. We give you amazing replays. So the way that we film camp, we have 8 different filming. We have a huge film crew. I think there's almost 25 people on our film crew now. We have 8 different camera angles. Our videos are not janky. This is not like a Zoom room. They're beautifully done. It's like watching a show. So your replays will keep you interested. And tons of people sign up for camp the virtual experience just to get the replays so that they can have them as long as they're a member. So it will go into your My Extras when camp ends. So the way that we do it is when you come virtually, this is for the virtual people. We have rooms. They're going to be divided up by our last names. And if you are in a subgroup or you are in an accountability group and you want to be with your people, y'all just need to get together either in your subgroup in Facebook or with your accountability group, and y'all pick a room that you're all going to go to. We tried to divide things up by subgroups last time, and we had some subgroups that were real busy. We had some rooms that had hardly anybody in them. So we're going to go back to alphabetical just so that the coaches, so every Zoom room has a coach or a moderator in there answering questions and helping you and doing things with you. So y'all can divide yourselves up that way. We will have a silent room. We're not going to have a quiet room. We're going to have a legit silent room, which means I want to be in the room where there's no moderator and the chat's turned off. So you're either in a main room where like there's all the people and they're chatting and stuff, or you go to the silent room. If you have a question, like say, I don't talk, but what if I want to ask a question? You always can go to a main room. You can minimize the chat, put a sticky note over it, and you'll never be distracted. And so when you do have a question, all you have to do is pull up your chat and ask your question. That's it. So we try to make sure that you can get the help that you need. And then we also have our staff there. So for all of you who worry about the tech stuff, it's not technical. If you can come to a Zoom call, you can come to virtual camp. We also have on staff someone that sits and watches the show from your side. So what does that mean? That means I pay someone to literally sit there and watch all day long to see if your internet's going down. Our internet, we have three different backups. Our internet does not go down. Like, my husband works so hard on making sure that doesn't happen. Some places do not do this, but Chris literally has three ways. We bring our own internet from the home. That's, I don't even know how he does it. It's like a magic genie bottle of internet, but that's the backup in case the hotel internet goes down. So we have we have good speed. So you can count on us to send things to you at the best speed possible because my husband is a tech nerd. But we also, on the back end, we watch you. So if you look like your internet's getting janky, we'll reach out to you and say, like, can you tell somebody to get off the YouTube and help you troubleshoot? Because like the experience you have watching it is important to us. There's also bonus calls. So if you sign up for camp, we've already done the 60 days out call and you'll get access to that replay. There's going to be another one 30 days out from camp with Coach MJ and Coach Kathy, where they're walking you through to get ready for camp and how to, you know, what, like, just lose weight, be motivated, and all the things. Then 30 days out and 60 days out, they're going to do the same thing. So at 30 days out, they're going to come back and they're going to review. How are things going? Let's coach. Let's talk about the specific things that happened at camp, and 60 days out from there too. So I like for you to think about Transformation Weekend doesn't just start during the 3 days. Like, we're trying to make sure that we're with you for a while so that you're truly transforming. Everybody will get a swag box. Let me quickly go over what's in the swag box. Let me get to the events channel. So what is a swag box? A swag box is where we send you a beautiful box full of stuff that you're going to love. So we send in No BS pens. We're sending you some No BS post-its. We're sending you I don't have my journal here, but we have a beautiful black journal with a quote that you'll get. We send magnets, chip clips that have No BS stuff on there. There's a really cool embroidered hat coming with this swag box, a keychain. You're going to get the Think Feel Do notepad that everybody loves. You're going to get some magnets. We always send little Corinne magnets of all kinds. We switch them up. We also have an affirmation card deck that's coming this time. 30 days of Corinne affirmations. It the girls are so proud of the work they did on this. And then I am in some other stuff. So I'm going to be showing all the swag. I believe it's like sometime at the end of next week. It's around the 31st or something. So we'll be doing a swag box reveal in case you want to see what all you're getting. But trust me, our swag boxes are fucking legit every single time. We level up every single time. And we have a private Facebook group for all the campers. And for all of you who are doing the virtual experience, we have tons and tons of accountability groups that meet up at hotels and Airbnbs and do camp together. We also have a lot of people who just like leave their family and they go to a hotel for 3 days and they have their own camp weekend. Some people, they just put a sign on the door and say like, mama is doing the thing today. So you can make camp work however you want. All right. If for some reason, I want to say this, you decide to come in person and something happens in the world where we cannot have the in-person camp, this is what will happen. We will transfer you over to the virtual experience. The virtual experience will happen, guys, if I have to shoot it out of my own damn living room, which I did one that way. We know how to make it work. Trust me, Craig can make something work when her mind's put to it. But we will transfer all of you to the virtual experience and we would refund you the difference if for some reason we couldn't have camp because of, you know, something happening in the world, just in case. So I just wanted all of you to know that we do not anticipate that happening at all. But I know some of you are asking. All right. Let's see. Camp is in Nashville. I'm looking forward to having an optimal experience at the in-person camp. Hubby does not want me to drive alone, so we are coming in our motorhome. Plan to come when camp opens each day and go into the campground each night. But am I missing group participation is my concern. Again, I want the best experience. Laura, why don't you have him come pick you up every night at around 8 o'clock so that when we finish, we're going to be finishing around 5. You can go to the restaurant and you can have dinner and you can do like whatever you want to do. And then you could go on home. And I think that would be a great way to do it. On Saturday evening, will there be a live Q&A with the coaches and you and Chris? So Chris and I are not doing the live Q&A this time. We have done it so many times now that we wanted to give the coaches an opportunity. So there's going to be a Q&A with the coaches live. It's going to be called Ask Coaches Live. And that's an optional piece, but it will be at 5:30 to 6:30 on Saturday night. And Coach MJ is going to be hosting Ask Coaches Live. There will be a camp reveal party, a swag reveal. There is still in-person openings. If anybody who wants information about camp, just go to nobswomen.com. If you go to the events tab, there's on the menu, look at events, October camp, all the information is there. I'm attending virtually. I will be set up to watch live from my laptop and have my family covering for me to have my son fully occupied throughout the weekend. So I don't need to walk away. Tips for how to be present and focused and prepared. Tying in, like have a meal plan for sure. All of you, camp is not an excuse to not do your 24-hour plan. So everybody always have their 24-hour plan. But what I would do, Brianna, is I would go to the private Facebook group now and see what everyone who is doing what you're doing, how they're making it special. I think that would be a great discussion to be having over there because we have people who are making it special at Airbnbs. We have people who are going to hotels, but people are staying home and how are they making it special? Like, how are they doing that? That would be a great place to have that conversation because people are doing amazing things. I love watching the Zoom rooms. So at this particular camp, there's going to be 2 huge walls. And if we don't have the big wall, we're trying to get the big walls. If we can't get the big walls, I'm going to have a bank of televisions in front of me downstage where I can see all the Zoom rooms. And for all of you attending virtually who've never been, the way that we do camp is there's like a small video for each section where I teach. And then I come back on stage live and it's like a 10-minute video. And then I walk up one of the things we're doing a lot of at this campus, I'm going to walk through all the worksheets, like somebody live or teach you how to do your worksheets. You'll do journaling together in a big group. We'll have some breakouts where you get to break out into smaller groups and discuss what you're learning. But then there's coaching. And I call on people from virtual and in person. I like to break it up. Because my goal is always, it's so easy for the in-person people you know, to feel like they're in the room with me, because they are. I always have a standard for virtual. Every woman should feel like she's in the room with me. This is why I'm very particular about lighting, why we have a DJ. I pick all the music, why we shoot it the way we do. I could do this thing with, you know, one camera. I could do this at home if I wanted to, but it's a no. I want you to feel like it really is transforming your life. And part of that is just the entire experience. I want you to feel like this is the best 3-day weekend. I want it to almost feel like you're at a concert all weekend, but a concert that changes your life. Is there a way to share a room with another person to cut the cost? I'm sure. If you want to put it out in the main Facebook group, say, hey, I'm thinking about going to in-person camp. Is there anybody else who wants to go and wants to share a hotel room? I bet you can find people. We used to always do that. Like back in the day when we had 30 people, I didn't even let them decide. I was like, you're all sharing rooms and here's your roommate. It was very campy back in the day. Newbies, this is a perfect experience for you. Don't think because you're new, you can't do this. I think this is where you light some shit on fire. This is not like, if you overwhelm easy, then don't do it. But if you're like, this sounds great and like fun and wow, I want to know what, like, I really want to like immerse for 3 days. Come on. We're not going to be covering anything in October. That, like, I mean, think about it. By the time October camp is done or rolling around, you'll be done with no BS. This will be a great stepping stone for you. All right. If I live outside of Nashville, is it necessary to stay at the hotel or can I just come for each day's events? You can if you want to. That's fine. It's like, I'm not going to make anybody stay at the hotel. Swag is going to be shipping, I think 3 weeks before camp, somewhere around that time. All right. We have water. Water will be supplied. We go to the website. It will tell you all the things that you get. So, we also do lunch on Saturday and Sunday. We have like coffee and tea and things like that. So, okay. I can't get to all the questions. So here's what I suggest y'all do, because coaching is starting in 1 minute and I've got to come out and come, or at least stop the recording and restart it. If you still have questions about camp, I want you to go over to the main Facebook group and I want you to ask your question there. In fact, Kara, why don't you start a thread called hashtag camp, just call it hashtag October camp, and then ask your questions there. And then I'll come back in later today and I will answer the questions that are there for you guys, okay? All right, let me start coaching. Hang on, I got to stop the recording and whatnot. Woo! I feel like the Fast and the Furious. Where's the recording button?